GOP Rep. Carl, states removing Trump from the ballot is the new COVID for 2024. By Jeff Poore on December 29, 2023. Friday, during an appearance on FBN's Mornings with Maria, Representative Jerry Carl, RL, likened the trend of states removing former President Donald Trump from the 2024 presidential ballot using Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to efforts in 2020 that changed election law and procedures in the name of COVID mitigation. You know, I watched that yesterday, and I made a small statement on social media last night, he said. I've just come to the conclusion this is the new COVID for 2024. In 2020, they had us locked down. We couldn't get out and vote. We could do all this absentee voting. Everything was built around fear. So now the new fear and what the Democrat Party is trying to do here is to tear Trump down and say he's unqualified to run for this office. That is not their job to determine that, that's we, the voters. And for us to just sit by the sideline and go along with this and hope that the courts figure it out, I've got news for you, Carl continued. Courts got us in this mess. You know, we can't depend on the federal government to bail us out. We have got to be heard. And I'm not talking about protests, and I'm not talking about tearing stuff up. We need to get on the phones. We need to start expressing ourselves to our Democrat friends as well as our Republican friends. No one has the right to be taken off a ballot because a Secretary of State or someone in a position thinks they can do it, he added. It just doesn't work that way. So we've got to push back. We've got to be united, Republicans and Democrats, on this issue. If not, you're going to start seeing Biden taken off tickets in Republican states. And where I'm from, two wrongs don't make a right. So, I'm not proposing that we do that at all. If anything, let's deal with what we've got right now. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.